as the Mallards will talk things over. And, well, throughout the season, Guerin has allowed just one run on the season, and that was against Wausau. He struck out 9 batters his last time up. It was a season high back against Royal Oak on June 13th. And so far into this game, he's been pretty dominant as well. 6 strikeouts over his 4 innings, but not quite up to the 9 that he had last time. And that was only over 5 innings. Pretty impressive to do that over 5 innings. It's almost 2 strikeouts an inning. He's been doing pretty similarly here. 1.5 strikeouts per inning. Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate now, and the 9th batter in the order, the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number 1. That's now 7 straight balls thrown by Tyler Guerin. With runners on first and second and nobody out in the top of the 5th, he's got to start finding his spots. 1-0 count, it's a breaking ball that drops in there, and he finally gets a strike. Royce Clayton Jr., it's his 2nd time up at the plate today. But he's 1-for-1. He singled back in the 3rd inning. Hoping to do the same thing. It would be big for the Rafters if they could pick up an outfield hit. 1-1 count. Misses a little inside, and it rolls to a 2-1 count. Clayton will be followed by Mason Oñate. And Oñate will be back up for the top of the card. 2-1 the count. A pitch that had a little bit of horizontal movement on it, but a nice one from Guerin goes in there for strike number 2. It's 2-2. So Clayton going to be swinging to stay alive here as those runners on first and second. Rafters down 7-0 in the top of the 5th. This pitch comes inside, and that hits him. So 3 straight batters have reached as it's a hit-by-pitch of Royce Clayton Jr. He's on for the 2nd time tonight. Kobayashi goes over to 2nd base, and Jack Guerrero goes to 3rd. The bases are loaded with nobody out in the top of the 5th inning. Rafters are still down big, but they have a chance here to at least put a dent into that deficit. First pitch on the way to Oñate. He rolls over it, over towards 2nd base. 4-6, back on to 1st, not in time for out number 2. So a run will score. It's an RBI from Mason Oñate as it sends home Jack Guerrero and makes it a 7-1 ball game in the top of the 5th. Rafters able to get back one run as Hiroto Kobayashi goes over to 3rd base as well, and Clayton out on the base paths, although Oñate is safe on the fielder's choice, officially 4-6. Brings up Gunnar Myro to the plate. The right-handed hitting center fielder sends one high in the air towards the right center gap, but a little too high. It's going to give enough time for the right fielder to make the catch. However, it will bring in the 2nd run of the game for the Rafters as they make it 7-2 in the top of the 5th. Sacrifice fly for Gunnar Myro. It's an RBI, his first of the game, and keeps Mason Oñate on first base, but sends home Kobayashi for the 2nd run of the inning for the Rafters. And it's the first time that Guerin has allowed more than one run in a game, allowing the 2 here. He gets a grounder over to 3rd, picked up, and the throw across the diamond is in time over at first base. 5-3 on the putout. And that does it for the 5th. But the Rafters do get on the scoreboard. They score the 2 runs on no hits. There were no errors, and there was 1 left on base. It is 7-2 Mallards now, heading into the bottom of the 5th here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's 7-2 Mallards in the bottom of the fifth inning as Kenny Schultz comes back out here looking to build on his shutout fourth inning of action. Although he did allow a couple of base runners, he had back-to-back batters retired to finish it off. Hoping to keep that carrying over, although he's going to be facing a dangerous batter to lead things off. It's Noah Sheffield, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Mallards. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Schultz fires for the first pitch, and it misses low as it goes 1-0. Sheffield up for the third time today. He's 2-for-2 in the game with a home run, two RBIs, and a run scored. 1-0 count coming home. It's a breaking ball that drops on the outside edge for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. And Sheffield, he singled back in that third inning. That was his last time up. But he had a two-run shot in the second. 1-1 count. It's a little outside to bring it 2-1. It'll be Sheffield, Jimmy Anderson, and Liam Moreno due up in the bottom of the fifth for the Mallards. Pitch here from Schultz misses a little outside and goes 3-1. Sheffield, the right-handed hitting center fielder, has a 3-1 count. Breaking ball, it's a little north of the zone for ball number four, and it brings the leadoff batter over to first base for the Mallards. Noah Sheffield on for the third time today. And Jimmy Anderson back up for the fourth plate appearance of the game. Fourth time now through the order for the Madison Mallards. Still a 7-2 Mallards lead as the Rafters were able to cut into the deficit a little bit. They scored two runs in the top of the fifth inning. But a runner on first base with nobody out as a pickoff move from Kenny Schultz. He throws back to first base. Jimmy Anderson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, has a righty-lefty matchup with the runner on first. Pitch from Schultz. It's a little away for ball number one, and now it goes to 1-0. Anderson is up for his fourth time after a 1-for-3 night with an RBI. His last time up, he had an RBI single in the third inning. Runner taking off from first. It's a grounder towards short, but Parker was out of position trying to get him on the cutoff on the throw down, but the ball was hit into play, and it's a hit and run from Jimmy Anderson and Noah Sheffield. A single for the shortstop sends Sheffield over to third base. And now there are runners on the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. And that was the kind of contact that Schultz wants to induce, but just can't quite get the result that he wanted. Double plays in order, but it wouldn't end the inning. There aren't any outs in the bottom of the fifth. Speedy runner over on first, Jimmy Anderson, as the first pitch here to Liam Moreno is called strike number one. Moreno up for the fourth time today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. 0-1 the count in the righty-lefty matchup. Runner taking off from first. It's high. The throw down to second. They're going to try and get him back at home, and the throw is on time, and they tagged him. Yeah, they got it. And that's the play that we've been waiting to see all summer long. The Rafters throw down to second a lot on the runners on first and third, taking a stealing, but this time they're able to get him out at home. And a caught stealing of Noah Sheffield as Jimmy Anderson steals second base. It's a 1-1 count as the pitch had missed. But now a runner on second base with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that is big for the Rafters. Gets rid of the sacrifice option in this instance. And Moreno, the 1-1 count with one away. It's an off-speed that misses outside to bring the count 2-1. Mikey Bell on deck for the Mallards. And Bell, 2-for-3 on the game, so you don't want to see him. Moreno up at the plate, though. 2-1 counts, hit to the right side, over for Madinacco, and he'll race to the bag himself and step on it, and he wins the foot race for out number two. Three unassisted as Jimmy Anderson moves over to third base, just 90 feet away from scoring. And Mikey Bell up at the plate now. Bell, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Mallards. I mentioned it earlier, he's already got a pair of hits. He's 2-for-3 with a run and an RBI. His last time up, though, was a fly out to right field. It's a righty-lefty matchup in a 7-2 ball game. The Mallards have the lead, but they haven't scored since the third, as the first pitch to Bell misses a little low and away for ball number one. And Bell had an RBI single that he came around to score on back in the third inning, and also singled in the first as this pitch misses for ball number two. Schultz trying to take care of these batters, and well, with nobody on first or second, feels like you can afford a walk if you want to pitch aggressively. And well, the 2-0 count misses high for ball number three. Schultz has a quiet demeanor about himself, but always is ready to go out there. He's got a 3-0 count. On the way home, it's a pitch that misses low for ball number four. It's the second walk of the fifth inning. It's the fourth walk of the game for Kenny Schultz, and this is a big difference from the Schultz that we saw earlier in the season, and so it'll bring Mike Spears out to have a chat with him about what's going on. And obviously, it seems like he's trying to pitch a little bit around the zone, not quite throwing it down the middle like used to be his go-to. And Cannon Restine warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters. So whenever Schultz's night is over, looks like it will be the righty Restine. But Schultz hoping that he can finish out the fifth inning here and go 2-2/3. He came in as a reliever for Anthony Mateo after Mateo started struggling in the third inning. And he had allowed 5 straight hits before he got an out and then was pulled from the game. Kenny Schultz did allow a couple of hits, as this one is a grounder down the first base line, but foul. Count goes to 0-1, and Schultz allowed one of his runs to come home and score, but had a shutout fourth inning and trying to have a shutout fifth inning here despite the traffic. He's got runners on the corners with two outs, an 0-1 count. Coming home, it's a fly ball towards left field, but right there is Clayton, who makes the catch for out number three, and that's back-to-back shutout innings for Kenny Schultz, as it's no runs on the one hit, no errors, and two left on base. When we come back, it's the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the sixth year from Madison, Wisconsin, as the Raptors and Mallards are locked into one where the Raptors trailed 7-0, but they've scored two runs to get back into the game. It's now 7-2 in the top of the sixth, and they're hoping to keep the offense rolling along. They scored those two runs in the fifth inning. So hoping to get back-to-back innings, scoring at least one run. Is you got to just keep chipping away at this lead. That's what you got to do right now. The pitching has not been too bad. Kenny Schultz coming in and really calming things down. So you had back-to-back shutout innings. A broken bat here to the right side of the infield. And that one is picked up and caught for out number one on the right side of the infield. So F3 in the books, and Parker now 0-for-3 in the game, as Andre Meduño will come into the batter's box with one out and the bases empty in the top of the sixth of a 7-2 ball game. Meduño, the right-handed hitting designated hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. A new pitcher on the mound for the Mallards. It's Nolan Buss, who comes in for Tyler Guerin after Guerin still had a very good outing, but it was his worst of the season as this pitch is fouled away by Meduño. Full swing there, and it went right into the ground and rolled softly down the first baseline. It's a 1-1 count. And Nolan Buss takes over for Guerin after Guerin went five innings pitched, allowing just two runs. Both were earned on two hits, four walks, had six strikeouts, one hit batter, one wild pitch, 21 batters faced on 78 pitches. Swing and a miss from Meduño brings the count 1-2. Madden Aka on deck. He is due up this inning. But Meduño hoping that it'll give him a base runner. Meduño, he drew a walk his last time up back in the fourth inning. Watches this one. Hit the inside edge. Called for strike number three. It's his second strikeout of the game. And it's the first for Nolan Buss. He's gone two up, two down in the sixth inning. And it brings up Madden Aka with nobody on, and a 7-2 deficit for the Raptors. Top of the sixth inning, and time is starting to run out in order to make this comeback a thing. The Raptors hoping to do some damage against Buss. First pitch is a little inside for ball number one to Madden Aka. Aka up for the third time today. He is 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Back in the fourth inning, it was a strikeout swinging. Second inning, it was a one-out single. 1-0 count gets a full swing and a miss from Madden Aka to bring it back 1-1. And Aka, I mean, he had been incredible up until yesterday, but Man, that's what Madison will do to you. I mean, they've just got great pitching out here. Yesterday, it snapped his 9-game hitting streak as the 1-1 count misses away and goes 2-1. And Akko, over that 9-game hit streak, he had 5 multi-hit games. 2-1 count on the way, and it's fouled off towards the Mallards' dugout. 2-2 the count. Jack Guerrero on deck if it gets to him. But Akko's got to get on base here. And Akko, he started off his season real hot as well. I mean, it wasn't just recently that he's been good as the 2-2 count misses inside for ball number 3. It's a 3-2 count. Akko reached base 3 times in his first game as a Rafter. Kind of just kept that going. He had reached base at least one time in every game up until last night and takes ball number 4 as Akko moves along to first base with a 2-out walk. Gives the Rafters a base runner, down 5 runs in the top of the 6th. And Jack Guerrero up to the batter's box with 2 outs and a runner on first. Jack Guerrero, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in the game. He was one of the 2 runs that came across in the 5th inning. First pitch to Guerrero is outside for ball number 1. That's when Guerrero drew his walk. He also struck out swinging back in the 2nd inning. So this is 3rd plate appearance of the game as that runner on first base and a 1-0 count. Guerrero always patient. Runner taking off. It's outside. The throw on down to 2nd, and they got him. Caught Madinako trying to take off for 2nd base, and that's out number 3. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base as it remains 7-2 Mallards into the bottom of the 6th here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New inning, new pitcher for the Rafters. Bottom of the 6th here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's a 7-2 Mallards lead, and the Rafters hoping to keep the deficit where it's at. Their pitching has been locking it in as of late. They've had back-to-back scoreless innings thanks to Kenny Schultz, who was re-signed earlier today and activated as it brings in Cannon Restine in to start off the 6th inning. Restine in after he comes on to the squad from his previous timeout being on the game against Traverse City. The first game he pitched 1 inning, didn't allow a run. And the first pitch here to the Mallards is on the outside edge, called for strike number 1. Davis Hamilton leading off. He's the left-handed hitting designated hitter. It'll be Hamilton, Voss, and Kosciuszko due up as this pitch misses low for ball one and makes it a 1-1 count. Hamilton is up for his fourth time today. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI, a run scored, a stolen base, and a walk. His last time up, it was a walk in the fourth inning. 1-1 count coming home. It's a little low for ball two and makes it 2-1. And Cannon Restine on the season. It's been up and down for him, but relatively good to start off the year. He's been impressive as this one is a broken bat. Popped up into right field, and on the run, it's the second baseman, Mason Onyade, who makes the catch and ends up further back in right field than Hiroto Kobayashi. So a nice play by Onyade, and it brings up Nate Voss with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning. And I want to say that's the third or fourth broken bat that we've seen today. I mean, they have been all over the place. I don't know what it is, but they're just splintering right now. And with one away, it brings up the right-handed hitting Nate Voss. Righty-righty matchup, a big looping breaking ball that drops in on the inside edge for strike number one. That's a nasty pitch from Cannon Restine, and part of the reason why he's been relatively successful this season. This one is hit high in the air towards right field, running up on it, Kobayashi, and he'll make the catch this time for out number two. Two up, two down for Restine, who on the season, this is his ninth appearance. He's getting close to double digits after he made six appearances last season. But his appearances this year haven't quite been as long as them the previous season. Back last year for the Rafters, he was really good. Allowed just two earned runs over 8 1/3 innings. And now it's Cole Kosciuszko at the plate, the left-handed hitter who will take the first pitch high for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Kosciuszko, the first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. He's up for the fourth time today after striking out swinging his last time up in the fourth inning. 1-0 count, misses inside, nearly hits him. But instead, it brings the count 2-0. Kosciuszko had an RBI single back in the third inning. Came around to score on it, but flew out to right field in the second. So makes him 1-for-3 on the game. On deck, Brock Lulowitz if it gets to him. But Restine hoping to go 1-2-3 in the sixth inning here, and the 2-0 count. This one's hit off the mound, a high hop over to shortstop. Parker is going to be run into by the third baseman, Guerrero, as it went into Parker's glove, but Guerrero ran right into him and stopped his momentum, and better not to throw that one than throw it away. So it's an infield single for Kosciuszko, and it brings Brock Lulowitz to the plate with a runner on first base and two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-2 Mallards. And they look to add to their lead in front of the home crowd. Runner on first is getting a little bit of a leadoff, but that pitch misses high and away for ball number one. Behind the plate, Ashton Zacher. He's been pretty good defensively this season. Relatively good defensive season from all three of the catchers. 1-0 count. Runner on first getting a bit of a lead again, but this time it's a fly ball down the left field line, running over to a Clayton. He'll watch it miss foul out of play and brings the count 1-1. And Lulowitz, he is up for his fourth time today. His last time up, it was a fly out to center field. He's actually flown out to center field his last two times, both in the fourth and third innings. Had a single in the second inning, though, that he came around to score on. That makes him 1-for-3 on the game. Takes this pitch a little inside, and count goes to 2-1. It's the bottom of the sixth here in Madison. The Rafters still looking to get the win and get back in that column for their eighth of the season. The 2-1 count is hit towards right center field, and that's going to drop down in the gap. So rounding first and going to second, the throw coming in, and it is not in time. So a sliding double from Brock Lulowitz. Impressive speed from him, and it puts runners on second and third with two outs here in the sixth. And that's part of the reason why those first two outs were so huge for the Rafters, because they have a chance to get out of this inning without allowing a run if they just get one out, but they've got to do it as Restine will take on the right-handed hitting center fielder Noah Sheffield. Sheffield has reached all three times today, and the first pitch misses well outside for ball number one as Zacher has to go out and reach for it. 1-0 the count. Sheffield up with runners on second and third and two outs. Mallard's already up 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 on the way. It's a grounder over towards third. Picked up by Guerrero. Long throw. It takes a hop, but it's picked up by Akko for out number three. So the Rafters avoid damage. No runs on the two hits. No errors. And two left on base. It's 7-2 Mallards. Rafters hoping to get the offense going and keep the comeback ticking when we return here in the top of the seventh on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Seven to two in the top of the seventh. The Rafters hoping to make a comeback. Got to get that offense clicking as it is getting high time to get the offense rolling along. And, well, they'll be led off by their 7, 8, 9 batters in the order. That's Jack Guerrero, Hiroto Kobayashi, and Royce Clayton Jr. going up against Nolan Buss, who remains on the mound after he relieved Tyler Guerin to start off the sixth inning. He went 3 up, 3 down, although part of that was in thanks to a caught stealing as Matanako tried to take off for second, but Nate Voss hosed him down over there. And, well, it's always going to be tough to take on the Mallards with their abilities as this pitch misses low for ball number one, especially taking off for stolen bases. It's tough to do against anyone as the 1-0 count misses outside for ball number two and a 2-0 count. Guerrero was up at the plate to end off that sixth inning, and after the pitch had missed, it was a 2-0 count. Now he's got a 2-0 again, but fouls this one away down the left side, and count rolls 2-1. Rafters still on the third time through the order, looking to get back up to the top of the card, though. They're down 7-2 in the top of the seventh, and the pitch to Guerrero misses outside for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And Guerrero, left-handed hitter from James Madison University this season, he's had some pretty good games, But it's been up and down for him as well, as this one is going to miss for ball number four, and Guerrero will lead off the seventh inning with a base runner for the Rafters. It's the third time this game they've had a leadoff runner reach. And the last time that they did, it was that fifth inning when they scored both of their runs. Hiroto Kobayashi coming up to the plate now. He's got that runner on first with nobody out. He takes the first pitch on the inside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi, he is 0-1 in the game, but his last time up, he drew a walk and came around to score back in the fifth inning. And this pitch comes inside, and that hits off of Kobayashi for a hit-by-pitch, and so he's on down to first base. And there are runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. The Rafters got back-to-back base runners to reach, and that's part of how they did the damage in the fifth inning, a couple of pitching mistakes from the Mallards. You saw it, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch in the fifth. That's how they started things off. They loaded the bases, and then it was simply a fielder's choice and a sacrifice fly to score those two runs. Well, with runners on first and second here, they could do something similar. But obviously, you still need five runs, and the umpires having a meeting there as they're discussing something right now. I guess whether or not it's a foul or if it hit Kobayashi. Kobayashi did not go around to swing. However, it did come in on the hands. And I think they're discussing whether or not it did actually hit him. And the decision is that, yes, it did. So they reconfirm the motion and say, all right, you're still on first. So Hiroto Kobayashi on first base. Jack Guerrero on second, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr., who has reached both of his times up at the plate so far today. Right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Buss is a little inside for ball number one, and it goes to a 1-1 count. And Clayton, his last time up, he was hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. That was off of Tyler Guerin when he was struggling a little bit out there, trying to get out of that fifth inning. Runner taking off from second. It's popped up by Clayton. Straight back, though, reaching out of play, and it hits off the top of the press box as it goes to a 1-1 count. And the Rafters staying aggressive on the base paths. Can't say that I was expecting both Guerrero and Kobayashi to try taking off there, but really feeling like they got to put those runners in scoring position, they decided, hey, let's risk it. Not sure if they'll do it again in a pickoff attempt, and no throw goes down to second, however. Buss just stepping off the runner rubber to make sure that the runner doesn't go over to third. Buss looks back home with the man on first, Kobayashi, on second, Guerrero, 1-1 count. It's off the left side of the bat. Could be 2-5-4, and not in time to get the runner over at first, Clayton. So it's a fielder's choice, 5-4 on the putout, as Clayton is at first base. Guerrero is at second, and Kobayashi is out on the base paths. One out in the top of the seventh inning. Runners on the corners, and Mason Oñate up at the plate. He has one of the two RBIs on the game. He had an RBI fielder's choice back in the fifth, hoping for another multi-RBI game. He's already got a few of them on the season, as the first pitch to Oñate is in there for strike number one. On the year, Oñate has three multi-RBI games. Two of those, he had four RBIs, and in one of them, he had three RBIs. 0-1 count with the runner on first. He's taking off, and the throw on down to second. It gets on through into center field, so here comes the runner to score, and the Rafters are able to pick up a run. It's now a four-run game, 7-3 Mallards in the top of the seventh. So an E2 on the throw as Clayton is going to get the stolen base. But Guerrero came home on the E2. One out, runner on second, and an 0-2 count to Mason Oñate. A hit could send the fourth run of the game home for the Rafters. Clayton certainly a quick runner. The 0-2 count gets a swing and a foul tip. Just got a piece of that one and dropped out of the glove of Nate Voss. So the count remains 0-2. And, man, that's very similar of Christian Zacher had happened to him earlier in the game. A foul tip that just couldn't quite be handled. So it's an 0-2 count to Oñate with the runner on second. Pitch coming home, and this one misses behind him and gets away. No throw on down to third as Clayton is aboard. And now a 1-2 count with a runner just 90 feet away from scoring and making this a three-run ball game. Wild pitch from Nolan Buss, who has struggled with his command a little bit here in the top of the seventh. Had an 0-2 count on Oñate. Nearly hit him. 1-2 count this time. It's up the middle, back to the pitcher's mound, and he looks back to keep Clayton on third base, and that's a big play by Nolan Buss to avoid the RBI from Mason Oñate and keep it a 7-3 ball game. Simply a 1-3 put out as it brings up Gunnar Myro to the plate with two outs and a runner on third in the top of the seventh. Mallards have a 7-3 lead, and Myro, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters, has a righty-righty matchup. First pitch coming home, it misses well outside and low for ball number one, and that one also nearly got away from Nate Voss. A 1-0 count to Gunnar Myro. This is his fourth time up today. Takes this pitch a little below the zone for ball number two. It's now 2-0. His last time up, it was a sacrifice fly to right field. And that sent Hiroto Kobayashi home. However, he can't hit a sac fly here. 2-0 count. It's a fly ball down the right field line and goes to a 2-1 count. Ashton Zacher is on deck, hoping that it'll get to him, but Myro's got to make his plate appearance count. He's got a 2-1 count with two away and the runner on third. Pitch coming home. It's a foul ball down that right field line out towards the stands. So still two balls in the count. Two and two count. Gunnar Myro, the man from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, hoping to use that collegiate experience well, but it's a pop-up towards the middle of the infield, and it drops! Nobody can locate it, and it takes a couple of bounces, but it rolls back into foul territory! What just happened there? That's one that was popped up straight to the pitcher's mound and bounced all the way backwards behind home plate. So it remains a 2-2 count, somehow ends up as a foul ball. I don't know if I've ever seen that kind of a spin before, but Gunnar Myro lucky to still be alive. It's a 2-2 count with that runner on third, two away in the top of the seventh. Rafters down 7-3, pitch coming home. This one's hit up the middle, and it's going to be a tough play, and it's not fielded by the second baseman. Myro's at first, and it's now a three-run ball game. 7-4 in the top of the seventh inning. The Rafters have scored four unanswered. And it's an infield single for Gunnar Myro, an RBI for him as he sends home Royce Clayton Jr., second RBI of the game for Myro. And it brings up Ashton Zacher with a runner on first and two away in the top of the seventh. A three-run ball game. The Mallards had a 7-0 lead entering the fifth, but the Rafters putting on some pressure as the first pitch to Zacher is in there for strike number one. Zacher up for the fourth time today. He is 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. His last time up, it was a 5-3 ground out. The 1-2 count is hit high in the air towards left field. This one's going back to the warning track. It's at the wall. It's out of here. 2-run shot from Ashton Zacher. And it is a 1-run ball game here in the seventh. A huge shot of momentum for the Rafters. 7-6. The Rafters have almost stormed all the way back. And a big 2-run shot from Zacher off of Nolan Buss brings a mound visit, and that does it for Buss's night. Oh, man, what a way to turn things around. The Rafters can't be quelled, and they stay on their game no matter what. And this game is all of a sudden neck and neck. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, it's more from the seventh here in Madison on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And the new pitcher into the game is Braden Gilson. Gilson, the right-handed pitcher from Newberry College, a redshirt sophomore, native of St. Augustine, Florida. 6'3", 208. First pitch is hit up the middle towards the deep second base hole, and it's picked up, but the throw over to first is not there as Eric Parker is able to beat it out for an infield hit. So the Rafters bats keep hot. They pick up their third hit of the inning, third hit in a row, and this one off of Gilson after Nolan Buss was relieved after he went 1 2/3 innings. Buss recorded 5 outs, allowing 4 runs. All 4 were earned on 2 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout, 1 hit batter, 1 wild pitch, 9 total batters faced, and 35 pitches thrown. There are 2 outs and a runner on first in the top of the 7th. The go-ahead runner at the plate, the tying runner on first. 7-6 as the Rafters have added 4 runs in the 7th alone. This pitch is in there for strike number 1 to Madunio. Brings the count 0-1, and the Rafters, having lost a close one yesterday with the tying runner at the plate, now that tying runner is on first base. It's an 0-1 count. Pitch on the way is in there for strike number 2, and Gilson, he is a right-handed pitcher, but he throws from a very low slot. It's a sidearm pitcher and always makes it a little bit more difficult to tell if you're not used to it. However, Parker didn't seem to mind. He got the infield hit. Madunio hoping to do the same as he fouls this one back. to stay alive 0-2. And the Rafters were down 7-0 after five runs were put up in the bottom of the third by the Mallards. Mallard scored two in the second, five in the third, and they've been scoreless since. Rafters put up two runs in the top of the fifth inning and four runs already in the top of the seventh. This pitch misses high for ball number one. Pops out of the glove of Nate Voss, but no runner going from first. Eric Parker staying on the base paths. Parker, a good base runner over there. He's stolen a few bags in short amount of time for the Rafters. Thinks about going here. Check swing. He did not go on a pitch that missed for ball number two. A 2-2 count to Madunio. And looking at Parker, who's on first base right now, he's got six stolen bases on the season. He's got six stolen, two caught. And the runner taking off here. It's hit to the right side of the infield, and that gets on through into right. So Parker is on to second, thought about going to third, but instead he's going to stay on the bag, thought about going again as it got away. But instead, it's just going to be a hit for Madunio, and that's four straight hits for the Rafters. They are feeling it right now, and they've got the go-ahead runner at first, the tying runner at second. Still two outs in the top of the seventh, but they've scored two runs with two outs, and they've got two on now. Brings up Madden Akko, the ninth batter of the inning, here in the top of the seventh. 7-6 ball game. The Mallards have the lead. Rafters looking to complete the seven-run comeback. Braden Gilson on the mound. He fires, and it's on the outside edge. Called for strike number one to Madden Akko. Akko's already had a strong start to the game. His last time up, he drew a walk in the sixth inning, but was caught stealing second to end it. He's 1-for-2 on the night with a strikeout from the fourth. This pitch misses low and away for ball number one, moves it 1-1. Akko also did have that single in the second inning. So that's how the season's gone for him, or how the game, I should say. 1-1 count after a quick mound visit there between the catcher and his pitcher, but now it's going to be a timeout from Ziggy, as he's going to have a discussion with the home plate umpire about something right here, and maybe a pinch runner over there at first, and not exactly sure. It seems like he's pointing down to the first baseline where Andre Madunio stands, and looks like, yeah, we're going to be seeing a pinch runner as Drew Thompson takes the helmet, and he will be stepping on to first base. So Drew Thompson, a pinch runner for Andre Madunio, after Madunio picked up that first hit of the game. And that means a different runner on first base for the Rafters. So Drew Thompson on first, on second, Eric Parker. Four straight hits for the Rafters, going to try and keep the offense going. It's a 1-1 count that misses low for ball number two to Madden Akko. And Akko already has reached base twice of his three plate appearances, looking to make it 3-for-4. He's got a 2-1 count here. Any way that you're able to get on base, you want to see. It misses outside, and it's a 3-1 count to Akko. Akko may be one of the batters you want to face the least right now, as he has been killing it out here. Gilson on the mound for the Mallards. He's been relatively strong, but this one is back to the mound. It's a low throw, but it's picked up over at first base just in time as it goes 1-3 for the putout for out number three. So the Rafters, they score four runs thanks to the four hits. There was no errors in the inning, and the Rafters left two on base. As we hit the bottom of the seventh, it's the seventh inning stretch here from Madison, 7-6 Mallards, when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back with the bottom of the seventh inning here after the Rafters put up four runs earlier in the seventh to make it a one-run ball game. It's 7-6 Mallards in the bottom of the seventh, and the Rafters have scored six unanswered after trailing 7-0 entering the fifth inning. They're hoping to keep the momentum on their side as Cannon Restine is back out there for his second inning of work. He'll face off against the leadoff man in the inning, the leadoff man in the batting order, Jimmy Anderson. It's ball number one as he misses the first pitch. It'll be Anderson, Moreno, and Bell, the 1-2-3 batters, due up in the bottom of the seventh for Madison. Anderson batting .391 on the season thanks to a pair of hits today, as that pitch is in there for strike number one. Brings the count 1-1. He singled back his last time up in the fifth inning. Also stole second when he was on the base paths. In totality, he's 2-for-4 on the game with an RBI and a pair of singles. 1-1 count. Breaking ball just misses away, and count rolls to 2-1. The Rafters will return to Madison tomorrow for a doubleheader. First game at 1:05, second game at 6:35. 2-1 count. Gets a swing and a miss from Anderson to bring it 2-2. If the Rafters are able to steal one here today, they'll feel a lot better about the way that things have been going. They feel oh so close every time, and this right now is that similar feeling, so just got to get over that hump. 2-2 count. It is a little outside for ball number three, and the count is full to the right-handed hitting Anderson. It's a righty-righty matchup with nobody out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. Mallards looking to get their leadoff man aboard. Restine set on the mound. He has the hand in the glove, brings the ball out, but misses outside for ball number four. It's the third time on for Jimmy Anderson, and it brings up Liam Moreno to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 7-6 Mallards lead, and Anderson over on first base, already shown off the speed. He stole second back in that fifth inning, so watch out for him. Restine on the mound. It's a new righty-righty matchup with Moreno as the first pitch misses little low for ball number one. And Moreno up at the plate. He's been great all season. However, today, 1-for-3 with a walk and a double. As that runner on first, 1-0 count. It's a little low, and once again, it goes 2-0. And it was a 3 unassisted ground out back in the fifth inning from Moreno. That was his last time up, but he drew a walk the time before and doubled the previous plate appearance. 2-0 count is in there on the lower part of the zone for strike number one to bring it 2-1. In Moreno's first plate appearance, it was a fly out to shortstop, one that was kind of a flare and Parker was there for. 2-1 count on the way, misses high and tight and nearly hits Moreno, but he ducked out of the way of that one and kind of conga line style. 3-1 count. Has that runner on first base with nobody out. Restine looking to go through this order without damage, but misses another one inside, and back-to-back walks to start off the seventh inning for Cannon Restine. Not what the Rafters are wanting to see as Moreno goes over to second base and a mound visit from Ziggy, and it looks like they're making the call to the bullpen. So a new pitcher for the Rafters yet again, as it looks like that's Tony Torres coming into the game for Wisconsin Rapids. So Tony Torres coming into the game as Cannon Restine comes out after he faced the first two batters here in the seventh inning. And Torres, him and Martinez have kind of been used in these late game situations recently. But another guy who has as well.